T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, do we know what's behind the about face?
Yeah, it's I'm not sure if it's a bureaucratic infighting, a bureaucratic slip-up, or if it's deliberate from the Trump administration, or all three, which is perfectly possible these days. But what we have here is one of some of the higher-ups saying, look, I know that there's been talk about and support for homeless encampments or shelters on any available state or federal land. The president has said so as much. And one of those areas that people were really honing in on were the right-of-ways on freeways. That would be places under the freeways or near the on-ramps and off-ramps, you know, where they curl around. Sometimes there's space down there, and they were putting them there. This one in the Bayview would be next to the highway. But this isn't going to be a temporary one. The Bayview one is a 200-bed one. It's a full facility. It's costing about $19 million, and it's probably going to be up for years. And the feds took a look at that and said, you know, that's a little too close, a little too big for highways, and so are some of these others that you're planning. We're not talking about just, you know, a temporary encampment. You're talking about full structure. And we've already had some up, and the state and the locals want to put more up, so this puts it in limbo.
So what are city officials saying about this?
Well, they're saying that they're going to go ahead with it. And Patty, I mean, it's not as if the armies are going to, you know, parachute in and stop anybody from doing anything. So what we're going to have is a bureaucratic tug of war. But part of the question here is that even with these shelters going in San Francisco and elsewhere, you still need more space. And it's getting more and more difficult, let's say in a place like San Francisco, and I think to some extent San Jose, to even find lots or places to put these centers and to put the homeless shelters. You saw them in San Francisco. One of them wound up on the Embarcadero, and that was a real tug of war with local residents. They're putting temporary camps up out in the Haight-Ashbury, and that has the merchants upset. They have them. They're just don't have the space to put people or these type of things. And so they're looking at these areas and, like, under the roadways, by the roadways. That involves the state, that involves the local. And now we're finding out that the feds also have a say in it. And everybody's got a slightly different idea, or a major one, about how that land should be used and what the risks are involved. They're going to have to work it out. And like I said, I'm sure this shelter's probably going to go forward because, like I said, San Francisco's going to call them on it and say, you're going to try to stop us. So that might be a court fight. But we'll see. But it's going forward, and as they look around going, can we really do this? Can we not do this? Are we going to be committed to this and then have the feds pull the rug out on us? It's just another day in the Bay Area. We're trying to figure it out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.